This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tiki and Tina Show all in time before we hook up with the kid who made good from Brooklyn. That is Jerry Ferrara, my buddy, who's always hitting me up on social media. He trolls me with the Jets. He does. I mean, I love the guy. Loved him in Entourage. Then I got to know him. Love him. Power. Awesome. Great guy. You know, great sports fan. But the trolling's got to stop. It's got to stop. We're going to get with Jerry here in a moment. All right. So all in, right? All in to me is obviously unpacking last night's sick Yankee win, the grand salami from Josh Donaldson. Now, it's really, really good. It's really, really necessary. This team was absolutely hemorrhaging. And you start to look at what's ahead here. 4 games with the Jays in the Bronx, 2 with the Mets in the Bronx, then it's 7 out west here, 4 with the Oakland A's, 3 with the Angels, a chance for the Yankees to get right. But listen, at the risk of being Mr. Negativity here, or Mr. Ominous, I'm sorry. I'm all in on not getting on the air and saying, that's it. Everything's rectified. Everything's fixed. I don't know that it's fixed. Now, last night, hopefully, is a foreshadow of good things to come. I mean, I didn't think the Yankees would lose 19 out of 22 games. But I'll tell you this. Last night was the first time this season when they were losing 3-0, not 4, 3, and I tweeted, it feels insurmountable, that I actually thought, for a moment, there's a chance the Yankees are about to choke this whole thing away, you know? And one home run doesn't change it. Yankees are really flawed. And the Yankees, in my opinion, you can disagree. That's what this is all about. That's fine. And maybe Jerry, when I pop him on, maybe he disagrees. But I thought when the Yankees were playing so well this year early, I was loving it. It was awesome. It was borderline euphoric. I mean, every night it was a walk-off. And Judge was like a cartoon superhero. But I always felt like they were playing above their heads a little bit. Always had that feeling. So I'm all in on, you know what? Boone spoke about it last night. Great conviction, great fight. But I haven't seen enough fight, not let alone execution, from this team to sit here and say, okay, I've got supreme confidence that the Yankees, that this group of players are going to continue to fight. I'm not saying they're not going to try. Of course, all, you know, athletes don't want to embarrass themselves. They want to win. But a night-to-night grit that is required to win a championship, not to mention the requisite pieces on the roster, I still, even with last night, I still don't see it. And I hope I'm wrong. 877-337-6666. All right. We are joined now. By the way, he's a pod star. It's funny. It's always talking about Entourage and obviously Power with my boy Jerry. But he texted me before, and he says, I just made sure he's good to come on the show at 12:05. And he said, I just had your boy Le'Veon Bell on my pod, and he's talking about his fight with Adrian Peterson. And he says he's a great guest. If you haven't talked to him, you should have him on. And I didn't even text him back because I'm about to tell him right now. Jerry, why the hell would I want that guy? He stole money from my Jets and didn't do a damn thing. I don't ever want to talk to Le'Veon Bell.
Listen, BT, you know, and we talked about that a little bit too. We had a little time machine talk about 2018. And, you know, I don't really, certain things, you know, you have kids, the bandwidth shortens. Like, I can't stay up till midnight watching, you know, who's fighting who, like celebrity deathmatch. Le'Veon Bell absolutely sold me on this fight with Adrian Peterson.
Interesting.
100%. I'm in. I'm staying awake. I'm watching it.
Wow. What now? Are you putting some money down? Because I think Adrian Peterson's going to wreck him. No matter what he told you on the pod, I think AP is going to win.
No, I'm going Bell all the way. Here's the great thing that we talked about, too. There's no tape on either of them. So who really knows what's happening? There's no
true
tape.
Yeah. So because you were impressed with his presentation on the podcast, you think he's going to win the fight. I got you.
I'm an emotional better, BT. I think you know me for a while. My friends growing up, they know this. I bet on emotion. I'm not the X's and O's analytics percentages.
Hey, I think it gets the best of us when you start betting with your head, which we all do. That's when we start losing. All right, Jerry. So, aside from the Jets trolling, which I'll get to in a little bit, I want to ask you, already this guy started. I'll get to that after. I want to get to your Giants. Got to talk about Donovan Mitchell. But first up, now, I am fairly optimistic. I'm also, very direct in what I need to be. You tend to be a little more optimistic, like with the Knicks over the years. You kind of look for the, maybe because the Knicks hook you up with courtside seats, I don't know. And they don't do that for me. I get it. You want to hold on to those seats. You're generally a little more optimistic than me. The Yankees, what you saw at the beginning, what you saw the last month, what you saw last night, where are you with our Yankees?
So, look, obviously they've given us a lot of joy up until this point this year and for the last couple of weeks. And I never felt safe and maybe felt like it was a little bit of a glass floor, only because so many walk-offs, so many close games, so many swing games that if they didn't really go our way, this could be a one-game separation in the AL East, So I was always of the mindset, stack all these wins. I don't care how you get them. We're going to need them. Not saying I predicted this, but I always felt in the back of my mind there was a shoe to drop where they're going to cool off. And in a way, you kind of want it. I'm not saying you want your team to play terribly, but you want to peak at the right time. We peaked so early, It wasn't, to me, ever sustainable. It would have been a historic year had they done it. Now, this is really starting to get into, code red here. And last night was, I heard you even earlier talking about, like, one home run doesn't change things, but boy, does it really help that it doesn't cut the lead to 9 games. And now you got Toronto walking in. Now Toronto's been, they're 3-7 in their last 10 as well. So we really need to take care of business in Toronto. I do think it will spark some emotion, I hope, to Boone's point. So, yeah, I always kind of felt like I saw this a little bit coming, but This has been pretty bad.
Okay, so we're actually on the same page with that. You know what I'm curious about, too, just to contrast it to the Yankees to the Mets? So we're both from Brooklyn, and I know that you've talked about this, so I'm certainly not talking out of school. Your dad wasn't around when you were growing up, so it's a little different. My dad's an old Brooklyn Dodger fan, so he's force-feeding me Mets, and I loved Kiner's Corner, and obviously I watch both teams. When you were growing up, did you watch the Mets? And now, do you kind of check in on the Mets, right? Or is it just Yankees or nothing?
So, I definitely watched the Mets. I got into baseball right around 86. I was about 7 years old, and we all know the Yankees in those 80s and early 90s stunk. I mean, I would watch the Mets, and it actually drove me crazy. I only knew the Mets being the superior team.
Yeah.
In my lifespan, right. Yankees roster was running out. Ramiro, Mendoza, Butch Weiniger, Dave Rigetti was our only all-star. So, my mom is such a big Yankee fan. She goes back to the Mickey Mantle days. So for me, it was always Yankees. She exposed me to the Yankees at a very young age.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. So talking to my buddy Jerry Ferraro, of course, you guys saw him at Entourage and Power Fame and the podcast Unleashed with MGM. And by the way, listen, I know I'm not Le'Veon Bell. I know I'm not some of these five-star guests. Are you going to ever throw me on the pod, or is that not enough hits for you?
Of course, come on, BT. We go back. I had you on my first pod in like 2015. You're like podcast royalty.
Dude, you know what? I forgot about you. Was that the one? That was the one you were doing with your wife.
Yes, and the few times I, talked sports on there, we talked a lot more movies and pop culture stuff. The first time I really dove into sports, I'm like, I gotta have BT.
Yeah, it's true. So I take that back. That's my bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jerry's wife is from Ohio. She's a devout Browns fan. And, it's funny. For a guy who was always rocking, whether it was Giambi or Jason or Johnny Damon or Bernard King or any other Giants New York gear on Entourage, I find it pretty funny. I always tease him about this, that his firstborn is actually kind of a Browns fan rather than a Giants fan, at least last I checked. Has that changed at all, Jerry?
No, it's definitely trending that way with the Browns. And we're in Ohio a lot more these days than we are with New York. And I know you and I, we talk off the air about this. It's a very, it's like my team in law. We discussed this. It's a very tricky thing. So for me, it's just flat out. Look, I'm a Knicks fan. they're Knicks fans. Like, we're going to suffer through this together. There's no changing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to kind of trade something with the in-laws. I'll give up the Browns and the Giants for sure, and then we'll leave the Yankees and the Guardians up for debate. But I know they're going to be Yankee fans. So I think I go 2 out of 3. I think I get Yankees, Knicks, and I lose the Browns-Giants debate.
Do you get a little Buckeyes, or do you at least give them a little St. John's love, even though St. John's hasn't won in a long time? You give them a little because you repped the Johnnies on Entourage back in the day. I remember that.
And it's so funny, when BetMGM did like the press release for this podcast, they pulled the photo of me at the St. John's game in the red hat. And I think I'm like looking right across the court at you while you were calling the game.
That's awesome, dude.
So that's in the photo. But look, Ohio State actually is probably more popular than any of the teams. So I'm cool with Ohio State, too. But, you know, St. John's, like, yeah, they're going to have to give me a little something to negotiate.
I understand. You need a little NIL deal. Nothing's free these days for her. You know what I mean? You got to get some cash, man.
That's right.
Have you been to the Horseshoe yet? I'm assuming you have been, right?
I have, yes.
It's awesome.
It's great. It's fantastic. So, you know, and that's what I do love about spending some time over there, too. You know, sports is just, it's just kind of life over there. It's great.
There's no doubt. So, all right, you Giants, I want to get a couple of quick hits here. Are you of the mindset yet, because you might have to embrace this, that Galladay is a complete waste of money?
Yeah, you know, I am optimistic, and I really do try to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. And I know the injuries last year, and I know Daniel Jones wasn't there, and when he was there, super inaccurate. I get all that.
Mm-hmm.
But and sometimes we've seen all these signs, and then the guy will go out and catch 10 touchdowns, and like, okay, he's fine. But I really don't have anything to go off of here at all for
nothing.
Optimism. This is the most confusing year for me with the Giants. Like, if you told me they were going to win 4 games, I'd be like, sure, I'd buy that. If you told me they'll win 9 games, I'm like, yeah, I think I could buy that too, because their schedule is so weak.
Yes.
I am at a loss for feel with this Giants team. Complete loss.
Yeah, no, me and Tiki say the same thing. By the way, wait till you talk to Brian Daboll for the first time. We were at Giants camp, what was that, 2 weeks ago now, Hoff? 2 weeks ago. And, you know, obviously Tiki's had a chance to talk with Daboll. I met him. What a regular guy, man. And Teak was actually saying that Daboll FaceTimed him from the pool the other day drinking a beer. he's just a regular guy, man. Like, he's all in. Like, I think you'll really like this regime. But what I'm curious about, and I agree, the fluctuations in what the Giants could do are pretty vast. I don't think there'll be 3 or 4 wins, because I think Saquon's really, really right this year, and the O-line will be better, blah, blah, blah. But I wonder what's more appealing to you. Going with Daniel Jones, and listen, Daniel Jones is going to start because they want to see exactly what they have, but going with Jones and not really knowing necessarily what you have, or going with Tyrod Taylor and maybe having a lower ceiling but a higher floor, what's more appealing to you going into the season?
All right, so for me, it's obviously you go with Daniel Jones because, and we've been saying this pretty much the guy's whole career, we got to see what we have here, and we can't see it if he's not on the field. And he hasn't been on the field. I mean, he has been, but he's missed lots of games due to injury. And we just need to see, is he cleaning up the turnovers? Is he still going to make plays with his legs? And is he getting more and more accurate? I do love Tyrod Taylor. Like, I think that guy for sure deserves his chance. I really do. And mm-hmm. He's been in some really crazy circumstances his entire career. And he's always like the too good to be a backup, but maybe he's not quite the number one. So I do see the value in that, but I just think you got to get a feel. I think you got to get a feel with Daniel Jones. That's just the bottom line. I do agree with you. Tyrod might have a much, much higher floor, but
yep.
Does it really matter at that point if Daniel Jones isn't the guy and it is a 4-win year and we move off of him, then our draft picks is better.
Yeah. How long do you give Jones? Let's say, give me a time frame before you say, okay, we've seen it. I know the record's obviously going to influence that and how he plays statistically, but how long are you willing to roll with Jones before you make a switch?
No, this is the year. I mean, I'd like to say full year, again, barring health and all that.
Yep.
You know, I think he deserves a full year. You know?
He's not getting a full year,
dude. So you think if they start off 1-4 and he's still healthy, you think they're giving him the hook?
No, not at 1-4, but I do think that if they get to a point where they're, and I don't even think they'll be 3-8, but let me just throw, 4-7. Let's say the Giants are 4-7. You're getting past the midway point. No one's running away with the division, and nobody will. And there's some winnable games coming up. I can see them making a switch at that. It won't be 3 or 4 games, but I don't think that they just... Now, listen, Daniel Jones might play very well, and there's no reason to contemplate pulling him. But if they're in the mix and he's Tyrod Taylor's playing.
BT, 4-7 in the NFC East, you're in second place, probably. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's why you got to go to the guy who might get you to first place.
I don't know. I mean, the guy got you to second place. You're technically in the hunt because of him. No, I do agree. He's got to just it's show me time. Like, even if they're 3-8, but he's showing you something, and maybe the defense isn't quite there, you know, it still, I think, is good enough to keep him in there. But great, great question.
Well, listen, that's what I do. I ask great questions.
Of course. Of course.
The problem is sometimes I answer my own questions.
We all do.
And then sometimes I ask moronic questions. All right, let me ask you this. How much are you willing to give up for Donovan Mitchell? You know we got to get a little Knicks rap in here. How much are you willing to give up?
Listen, this has been such a saga already. And, of course, the Knicks are involved in a saga. Shocking, right? Look, when it comes to the draft capital, I do agree. You got to say, like, all right, at some point, you know, we're not going to let you rob us completely, you know. But, you know, these draft picks are tricky. They're kind of like cars, you know, very valuable. And then you drive them off the lot. And then it's kind of like, well, now we got to wait and see how this car is, you know, could lose a ton of value in a year. So I am less inclined to hang on to the draft picks like I once was. And we never really had draft picks anyway. Now we sort of have the proverbial war chest. So I am very much for, you know, let's get rid of the picks. I really want to hang on to young talent. Now, if you got to attach a first round pick and put Fournier in the deal,
that's a given.
Right. So I definitely like the four firsts, and maybe you want to throw in a swap. I really just want to hold on to Obi, IQ, and Grimes. I know that's not possible.
No, you got to give up something, dude. It's not. He's 25 years old.
I'm hoping not two or three. I'm hoping it's not two or there. You know, Ainge terrifies me. That's like the one guy, maybe him and Masai are the two guys I really wouldn't want to just be heads up with in a poker game right now.
Jared, that's fair. Certainly, we all know what Ainge has done on the trade front. The only difference is that because Gobert's been dealt. Now, they got back a ton for Gobert, so that obviously influences directly what the Knicks or anybody else will give up for Mitchell. But the fact that they traded Gobert and the fact that Mitchell publicly, while he's been a pro about it because he's a good kid, but it's been more than intimated that he wants out, Danny Ainge has to trade him. And he was always coming from a little bit more of a higher leverage, like position of power in previous trades. I think his power has been a little diminished given the circumstances in Utah. I do.
And also, you know, really look at the market. Obviously, there's a huge market, but also, I think, look, if you are going to bet on draft picks, like, hey, do I want five or six or four or five of the Miami Heat draft picks, or do I want four or five of the Knicks draft picks? I'm rolling the dice with the Knicks draft picks, of course.
Like, yeah, those
could
exactly
end up being, you know. Yeah. And again, if you really look at the Knicks in the lottery, we've never gotten the lottery ball bounces.
Ugh.
It just doesn't happen.
Ugh.
So what are we waiting for? The number one overall pick that never comes? So
nope.
I do think we have the leverage on the front of, yeah, maybe Ainge could wait it out to the trading deadline. I don't think he wants to win as many games as Donovan Mitchell could probably pull out for him.
I agree.
So, but, you know, I do think that we do have some leverage in the fact that I think we have the most to offer, and I think we're willing to give up the most.
Okay, but so we're starting to wrap it up. That's my buddy Jerry Ferrari. You guys all know him from Power, which was amazing. Entourage before that when we first met Jerry. Dropped all that baby fat, too. He's thin. By the way, how are you still working out a lot? Because with the little kids and, you know, are you still getting after it?
I am. They do keep me in decent shape. I mean, I'm definitely not floating around at my fighting season 8 entourage weight, which is like 150. I definitely have like 6 extra dad pounds on me. But
yep.
I'm
6.
Hanging on. I'm,
6.
I'm hanging on for dear life, though, BT. I'm hanging on.
We all are. We all are.
Yeah, one bad summer and it's all back.
Uh-huh. He's got the podcast Unleashed with MG.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And let me see. Oh, I did have a little bone to pick. Then I got to bounce here. So last time I talked to you, you told me, and you couldn't reveal it then. There was this big HBO project coming. I said, "We're boys, man. I mean, we're both from Brooklyn. We're good friends at this point. When are you going to put me in a show?" Still waiting, dude.
I think I have the one. I told you.
But that's what you told me 6 months ago. I have the one.
So now you at least see what I deal with. I am in a point where, you know, it could be next month where, okay, guess what? You're going back to work, 12 episodes, bunch of money, it's going to be great, or you got to wait another 8 months. That's the nature of the beast, man, and it's not a fun beast. So, but I promise you, whatever I'm, there's something for you. Because I also think you're going to be a good actor. I just think you'll be good at it.
Well, I mean, it's got to start soon. I'm in my late 40s. I mean, when I'm 79 years old, I think you're going to be a good actor. It's got to start eventually, Jer.
No, you're going to be the grizzled. No, this is going to be great. We call you old Graybeard. It's
going to
be great.
Gee, I was hoping for a little bit of a better introduction than that. Listen, I want to be like, I've told you this. I want to be like the, this is going to sound ridiculous, but it's obviously a movie, so it's a suspension of reality. I want to be, I don't know, like the fireman or the policeman who goes rogue and is like, selling heroin on the side, like he's wrapped up in the rug. I want to be like equal parts good and bad. That's what I want to be.
Definitely, I think you could be. You could definitely be the cop that blurs the line between good and bad, for sure.
100%. I love it. Well, listen, dude, it's been a while. It's good rapping. I hope the family is well. Good luck on all the projects. Very good job with the podcast. Again, it's Unleashed with MGM with Jerry Ferrara. He's a New York kid, and he's done great for himself. Good job, man.
Thanks, BT. Talk soon.
Always. You know it. There he is. Love that guy. Imagine if Entourage was real. I know elements of it are real, but can you imagine if you actually were able to live like that and not have to work? I don't think I'd be alive very long. I don't know, like at that age. I don't know.
I mean, I hope it's real. I really want that to be like real life for some people. Just because, why not? It's amazing.
Well, you know what I asked him this one of the first times I really talked to him. I was always curious. Every time they lit up on the set, and he was always lighting up before he was going out, I'm like, did you guys, you know, you weren't actually getting high. He's like, no. He's like, it's the fake tobacco.
Right.
He's like, one time we may have messed around before we were shooting a scene. I'm like, that's awesome. No, but I mean, especially for his character. I mean, they're all from New York, right? They're all buddies, Queens. And they go out west. Vince is making millions. Models everywhere. Palatial estates. I mean, movie premieres. I mean, access to the best golf courses, Lakers floor tickets. I mean, parties. And Turtle's just along for the ride. His only concern was getting the new sneakers and getting the weed. That's it. That was his job. That's awesome.
How much did he get paid?
How much do you think he actually made for the show?
No, how much did he get paid if that's a real life thing? Does he get paid or he just gets to hang?
Well, think about this. As you saw all the seasons of Entourage, right? Unlike my partner Tiki, who saw none, which is a different conversation.
Not even one?
Not one episode of Entourage.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, different world.
Yes, very much so. But he did see that show, A Different World. He used to watch that back in the day. Yeah, I used to love that show. But if you remember, you know, Jerry Turtle, he actually morphed into a pretty astute businessman with the tequila.
Yes.
And he started making his own money, took a little bit of a stand with Vince, and Vince paid him, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. I really think Vince just paid him in blunts and sneakers early, and then maybe video games, maybe some, you know, extra, you know, girls he wasn't interested in, and then he actually started paying them.
By the way, that definitely happens in real life.
For sure.
You're telling me that, like, NBA superstars that are single with another or whatever.
Yeah.
You're telling me that they don't have their entourage. Dude, I go to events all the time. They have their people that go to, like, UFC events. They have their entourage.
That's true.
That's definitely going on.
But, like, it's obviously an embellishment. But, yes, they definitely do. And speaking of entourage, just a little quick aside, did you see the little Twitter of the little video of Ben Simmons yesterday? Did you see this?
I missed it.
So he's at a mall. I don't, could be somewhere here. I really don't know where it was, but he's in one of the most, like in a candy store, I think. You're popping it on now, right? And at first it looks like a Bed Bath & Beyond, but I think it was a candy store. I don't know. He's with two security guards. I mean, seems a bit much, no?
We didn't have any the day at the judge's chamber. I'll just say that much.
We're approachable, decent people. I'm sure he is too. We didn't need him. I mean, if some lunatic came up, you know, Tiki wrestled and Hoff is three bills and we'll take care of him. Or almost three bills. I'm just kidding with you. But, like, what do you need two security guards to go to the mall for? I understand if you're going to the club and it's 3:15 in the morning. And then two's probably wise. To the mall? Come on. Even one seems a little much. 877-337-6666. Now, this bothers me, but enough, it intrigues me. Get a lot of Met fans saying, stop pumping up Brett Beatty. Louie's up in the Bronx. What's happening, Lou? How you doing today, Louie?
What's going on? Yes, sir. Hey, I'm saying, you know what, Brandon, you gotta stop. The kid went 1-for-4. He hit a shot off Oda Rizzi that's got garbage. I like the kid, and I love Keith Hernandez. And remember Keith Hernandez saying that Michael Conforto was going to win a batting title, a couple batting titles. Where's he been? He was such a disappointment. Brandon, and you know how this league is. If this kid starts doing damage, the book on this kid will be around the league in 10 seconds.
For sure.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay? So let's see. Let's wait. And first of all, we brought this kid up. Not like the Yankees brought up Floreal and Cabrera for Spark. And we brought him up because we have injuries in our infield. All right, our third baseman's down and our back, you know, Guillaume. Or, you know.
100%, yeah.
So we brought him in to fill a spot. Listen, if these guys were still healthy, he wouldn't even be up here right now. So I say, take it easy. All right, let's see what he's got here. And that's it because, listen, you brought up Moss. There's so many cases.
Like oh, yeah, this. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know that. And, yeah. Could I get a Yankee point in it? Because I'm not just a Mets fan. I watch the entire league.
I know you're well informed. Go ahead, Lou. Make it. What do you got?
Here's with the Yankees, right? Now, watching what's going on in a slide like this, you know, I realize that how weak the bench is. I mean, you sit a guy like Hicks down that goes 5 for his last 54.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in 215. And you bring in a guy, Marwin Gonzalez, that's it in 210. Or yep. Tim LaCastro.
I don't know why Marwin Gonzalez is on the team. He never plays.
How about Tim LaCastro hitting 179? This guy was always garbage. This guy was trash, right? He hit 179. Why? Because he's fast. And then even your backup catcher hit 190. And then you trade a good starter like Montgomery, who won again last night, by the way. 5 2/3, 5 2/3, one run, 3-0 for the Cards. You know,
yeah.
And you get a center fielder that's in a boot that hopefully he'll come back. All right, he said he will, but who knows? I mean, who knows, right? You needed a bench. See, now I'm going to bring up the Mets again here. Right, look at our bench. Look at our bench, right? See, now our guys on our bench, we have Ruff, we have Nate Quinn. These guys were outfielders, so and Ruff plays first base.
Yep.
But we couldn't plug them in at third, so we needed to bring this kid up. And all I'm saying for Mets fans, all right, because I'm a Mets fan, and I think we saw this already with Conforto. He had a beautiful swing, right?
Yeah.
Let's take it easy, because the book goes around on these players, and let's see the adjustment. All right,
fair enough. Listen, look, fair enough. I get it. And I'll take. Yep.
Right, brother?
I got you, man. All right.
And as far as the Yankees, you know, I'm with you here. Just because the walk of Grand Slam, it doesn't erase what went on.
No, it doesn't mask. It does not mask the deficiencies. Thanks for the call. That I think are real enough to really derail and sabotage the season. Don't get me wrong. Ball goes over the fence. Yeah, finally. Okay. Hell, when Torres hit the two-run shot, finally. I'm like, let's go. But there's certain teams that you watch that you'll always get excited with the high points. But there's an internal awareness that something's missing. Even though you enjoy the high points, you're smart enough to compartmentalize that moment and the big picture. Now, if this is 2 weeks before the trade deadline, it's a little different because we could sit here and say, well, if Cashman does this and does that and maybe does this and happens to do that, well, now we could look at this through a different prism. But that's gone. So the ability to really get better is over. The only thing that's going to happen is internally, guys will get healthier. And that's starting to happen, to be fair. DJ, Stanton. and Bader, and the boot comes off, and he's going to be fine, you hope. And the guys who are here, who aren't playing well, you hope they actually wake up. Maybe last night's the start of it. Starting with Donaldson, who's been awful. 877-337-6666. Atiki and Tierney on the Fan. You know, I'm really looking forward to throwing this by John Flaherty. The Flash will join me in 20 minutes from the Yes Network. The NFL Week 1 odds are out, and now's the time to try FanDuel Sportsbook. If you haven't already done it, get in on the action early this year. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook and the customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. And maybe jump on the Rams at plus 1,100 to repeat. Maybe Kyler and the Cards. You think they're going to win more than 8.5 games? The win total? Just sign up using promo code BT. Place your first bet. Hell, maybe you think the Jets will win more than 5.5. A lot of people like that. Although, oh God, I hope that if they don't win more than 5.5, it is a colossal nightmare. All right, coming up in 13 minutes, we'll get John Flaherty's opinion on the Yankees. I haven't talked to John in a long time. Used to have him on all the time back in the day. And hopefully we can make this a little more frequent. He's a straight shooter. Get his thoughts on the Bombers. Right now we're talking Mets and Yanks. 877-337-6666. It's the Tiki and Tierney Show. Tiki is off. He's back on Monday. And after us at 2, it is Carton and Roberts. Let's get John in Montclair. What's up, John? What's up, John?
Yo, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Good. So Joe, one of your callers from way back in the program, Joe called and he's like, stop anointing Beatty the next coming of whoever, right?
Yeah.
And, like, he's truly a Yankee fan, and he's probably the same Yankee fan that says there's no way you could trade Volpe. I mean, Volpe's a 19-year-old kid that everybody's, like, drooling over and has anointed as the next Jeter.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, yeah. I would also say, though, John, I think that there's a lot, because I've gotten some tweets as well, there's a lot of Met fans who are saying, give the kid a little more than one game. Tap the brakes. Listen, I'm not saying that he's
totally,
you know.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm just like, Yankee fans, you know, jumping in and saying, yo, slow the roll.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think part of the Yankees' problem is, I think the Yankees are homogenized.
It's a good word.
Homogenized. I think
that's a good word.
Don't allow people to have their own style. Mm-hmm. You have to cut your hair, right? Outside of the porn stashes that are allowed for some reason. You have to wear a uniform that doesn't have your name on it because you're a Yankee first. You're not you.
Well, that I like that, actually. I have no problem with that. But keep going.
No, I know that that's a long-winded debate that's gone on for years.
Yep.
And then number three is the tonality of every announcer from Sweeney all the way through is one as if they're trying to teach you something about something you could never get to, yet they use baby names for everybody. Sevy and Gardy and Didi and Didi, Papa, Didi. And it's like, yo, these people are men that have names. Use their names.
Yeah, but hold on, John. Let me, John, how old are you, John?
Oh, I'm 53. I've been listening to this for a long time.
I got you, man. I'm sure you played some ball growing up, right?
No.
Oh, okay. You didn't play anything growing up?
I grew up in the tri-state area, man. We played different games.
Well, what did you play?
Oh, no, I played football and basketball.
Oh, no, that's what I meant. Okay, but you played sports.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
No, I gotcha. So you didn't have nicknames or condensed, like, listen, when Boone says Chappie, I'm like, oh, God, that just sounds ridiculous. There are some names that sound forced, but, I mean, condensing a guy's name or initials you get worked up over that?
No, I'm just saying, I think that's part of the softening of the team in terms of their ability to go out aggressive.
I think that's a reach. I think some of the things that you say are interesting because I think, John, in a world, thanks for the call, man, in a world of individuality, that individuality is suppressed with the Yankees more than other places based on style, appearance. I get you on that. I'm not down with the uniforms. That's what makes the Yankees unique. And the Yankees, not everybody agrees. That's fine. That's the way I see it as a Yankee fan. The hair, yeah, it's probably time to modernize that. Probably. I'm with you on that. You know, Castillo. They would have gotten Castillo. Was he chopping off his hair? He would have had to. I don't know. I really don't know. But the nicknames, I think it's corny. But I think a lot of people do it. But I do think it's corny. But I do not think that it is a deterrent in terms of playing, like, gritty, aggressive baseball. I think now we're just nitpicking, John, personally. But I got you. How about, let's get Dom at Edgewater. Dom is on the fan, Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Dom?
Brandon, how are you? It's the first time talking to you, and you do a great job. So just wanted to say thank you for taking my call in advance. You do a great job.
I appreciate that, and I've got thanks for making the call. We were in Edgewater for a couple of years when we first had our children, so a lot of love to Edgewater, man. Yeah.
Yeah, Edgewater's a great place. You know, you got everything here. It's amazing. So bear with me for a few minutes because, as you know, I'm a Yankee fan, by the way, as you know. I've been a Yankee fan since 1996.
Okay.
Derek Jeter, first picture on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And if you bear with me for 2 minutes, I'll try to keep it short.
Good, I got you. Good.
I'm going on a Yankee rant because I just got to let off some steam.
All right, well, let's start ranting. Let's go. I'm ready.
9-17 in the last 26 games. You have let the Houston Astros pass you. Frankie Montas, you have come here and you have done nothing in two starts. Tonight is your night to shine and make Brian Cashman look like a genius. Andrew Benintendi, where have you been? Do we have to send you back over to Mississippi, to Kansas City? Aaron Boone, the beloved Yankee manager, stop chewing your bubblegum and light a fire under this team. And Aroldis Chapman, stop walking batters and be the elite closer that you can be. And for this whole New York Yankee team that I have been watching since 1996, you better wake the hell up because you're one major losing streak away from squandering this season. Last night's win should give you plenty of motivation to turn your season around. Stop wasting this opportunity to bring back the title, number 28, back to the Bronx where it belongs. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate
you. I tell you what, I mean, I think I spoke to two different people. Dom and Edgewater was, you know, somewhat docile, you know, nice. And then Dom and Edgewater comes back and he's fired up. And I like both of them. I was chuckling though there, Dom. I was laughing. Thanks for the call. I've been a Yankee fan since 1996. You know, like it's 1936, you know. I get it. Pissed off. Been rough to watch, you know. It's been uninspiring. It has been, and really, I think, listen, again, and I said this at the start of the show, I don't want to be the person, and I think most times I'm not that person, sometimes I guess, but I don't want to be the person who gets on the air the morning after a grand slam and not give an ounce of credit and not even be open to the possibility that things are about to change. I'm not wired that way, but I am wired in telling you what I see. And what I've seen, not for 3 days or 5 days or a week, even 10 days, yeah, a little malaise before the All-Star break, a little malaise after the All-Star break. Yeah, I'll give you 13 days. All right, what's going on here, guys? Wake up. This is annoying. 36 games. Yankees have looked awful. Awful. So, while last night was fun, I don't know how, I can't take last night and look at it as an absolute foreshadow of things shifting. Doesn't mean they won't, but I've got to see a lot more evidence to the contrary. I need to see enough evidence that convinces me and you, us, that this 6-week run of gross baseball is the outlier to the season. You know? All right, really looking forward to talking to John Flaherty. We'll get with him coming up next on The Fan. Flash, part of the Yes broadcast team, former Yankee, strong opinions, not afraid to tell you what's on his mind. He will join me next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.